Welcome to another episode of How to Sell Your Coaching with your host, the Coach's Coach, Wayne Sutton. We invite you to listen, enjoy, and implement these proven methods in your business today.
Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of How to Sell Your Coaching.com. This is Wayne, and the last episode we talked about five different questions to ask yourself. Now, what we're going to do here is design a coaching program that people are begging to work with you. They want to work with you. They want to take out their credit card and pay you because you are going to be able to help them. Sounds good, right? So we talked about five questions. I'm going to read them to you again really quick. So if you missed the last episode, you can jot them down now. But we're going to be real quick, and then we're going to jump into five more. Number one, what brings you joy? What brings you joy? This is creating your own personal brand. What brings you joy? Number two, what do people always ask you about? When people come to you, why? Number three, what are two to three things that people are surprised or delighted to learn about you? Not surprised or delighted. They're like, oh, I didn't know that. And it's really interesting. It'd be something in your past, going back to your backstory. It could be something in your present. I tell people I'm a minister. A lot of people don't know that because I go from a ministerial place a lot of times when we're actually in the coaching. But a lot of times we don't talk about that. But it's still my core belief. So I'm a minister, and sometimes that surprises people. So what are two or three things that people are surprised or delighted to learn about you? Because you can make that part of your marketing, make that part of your message. Number four, what is your number one superpower? What is it? What is your strength? What do you have that other people simply don't have? And the last one I asked you to do some homework with, and that was three words that describe you. Three words that describe you. And one of the best ways of doing that is to text five people. Just text them. This is part of my Life Coach Certification Program. We have our students text five people. And then from that, so let's jump in today and ask a few more questions. Again, I hope you wrote this five down. I'm going to ask you a few more because the more you ask yourself these questions, the more you become crystal clear. See, a mission statement or why you're doing something is more important for you than other people because congruency is magnetic. Congruency is magnetic. People will know on an unconscious level whether you're congruent or not. So now we've given you those five. I want to go and jump in to five more. Next, what are your biggest weaknesses? Oh, we don't like to talk about that, do we? Years ago, I did a group coaching program, and we always started each call off with, I am ignorant. I am ignorant. And because here's what I want to do. I want to reframe that ignorance isn't, you know, people think ignorance is a bad word. No, ignorance means I do not understand how to do this. Recently, I went to a daddy-daughter dance. The difference in this daddy-daughter dance was I was actually learning how to dance. It was a ballet class with my daughter. And I'm going to tell you what, a whole new respect, my poor muscles, I couldn't do it. I literally couldn't do some of the simple moves. But I was ignorant of how to do it. I was also very ignorant of how dedicated and how in shape they had to be to do these, what looked like little silly moves. Powerful, powerful awakening moment for me. So we need to recognize where is our weakness? Where can we expand? Also, what are your non-negotiables? What are your non-negotiables? Okay. And can you leverage these into your core values? What is something you'll say, I will not work with this kind of person, or I will not accept this as a reality? Finally, what is a past career? What is a past career? Something that you took from the past that you can bring into now. As I said, one of my past, I was associate pastor of a church. I worked in the automobile industry. I worked in a number of different fields. I worked in the insurance industry. So what of that can I bring into my coaching? Or more importantly, what am I already bringing in? I'm not consciously aware of it. And is it serving me or not? We need to know if it's serving you or not. Okay. So that's three. In fact, let's go two more. What do you think about it? Let's go one more. What bad habits are impacting your productivity? What bad habits are impacting you? What are you doing? What's a bad habit that you need to overcome that once you overcome it, you'll find freedom? We know it's there, guys. What is it for you? Are you with me? All right, here's what I need you to do. Every one of you, I need you to jump over to callwithwayne.com, callwithwayne.com. This is my promise. I'm going to give you one aha moment in your coaching business. If you're a coach, consultant, speaker, entrepreneur, and you're like, Wayne, this is my offer, this is what I'm bringing to people, and I need some help, I want to tweak it. If you're not at $10,000 a month or more consistently, then you need to jump on the call. I promise you one aha moment. Hey, if the Wealthy Coach program that we offer is for you, I'll tell you about it. If it's not for you, that's okay. We'll still have a great call. Are you with me? All right, guys. CallWithWayne.com and HowToSellYourCoaching.com. Go out there today. Make it a wonderful day. Change someone's life and get paid for doing it. God bless.
Thanks again for listening, and be sure to pick up your free resources to help build your coaching or consulting practice at HowToSellYourCoaching.com.